The document reveals a host of new details surrounding the events that led to the discovery of the girls on September 8th. Their bodies were found in a vehicle on the property. They were ages 8 and 10. According to court documents, the girls were ordered to sit in a car for an extended period of time without food or water by a woman who called herself their spiritual leader. Four other adults on the property followed the orders of the woman and, according to court documents, knew the girls were being starved but did nothing to prevent it. One of the adults reported seeing a child getting water from an irrigation ditch.
You'd have to understand just the science of brainwashing and the power of people like this woman over over groups of people. You'd think everyone would have a higher authority or a higher belief in what's right and wrong. And in brainwashing situations, you lose that. But it's not an excuse. It doesn't get you off the hook.
That's Dr. Lori Rainey, a psychiatrist who works in Southwest Colorado. Without intimately knowing the details of the case, she provides some insight into what sort of dynamics could be at play.
So there's two kinds of ways that we think about things like this when people have beliefs that lead them to do something like starve children. And that would be if this was a person on their own with two kids and they had schizophrenia, you know, they were delusional, they had some severe mental illness, that would be one thing. But when you have someone who has a lot of what I would say would call psychopathology and has their own personal beliefs, who can get people to follow them, and we have lots of examples of that.
Five people, a motley crew of nationalities and ages, are in custody at the San Miguel County Jail. Two of them are facing first-degree murder charges. The two include the deceased girl's mother, 36-year-old Nishika Bramble, believed to be from the southeastern United States, and 37-year-old Madani Seus of Haiti, who is the mother of two children who were also living on the property and were taken into protective services. Seus is described as a central figure in the case. She allegedly referred to herself as Yahweh, a form of the Hebrew name of God used in the Bible. The group of travelers ended up in Norwood when they met 23-year-old Frederick Blair, who owns property there. Blair says Seus told him the group was comprised of spiritual beasts who were going to survive the coming apocalyptic times. He offered to take them to his property where they could park their cars and stay a few days. According to the affidavit, after moving to the property, the two victims were made to sit in a 1999 Toyota sedan as punishment for bad behavior, and because Seus deemed their spirits unclean from a previous life. The exact date is uncertain, but at some point during the summer, the group realized the girls were dead. In early September, authorities received a tip and were dispatched to the scene where they discovered the bodies. Their condition indicated they had been there for an extended period of time. Sheriff Bill Masters, who has held that title in San Miguel County for almost four decades, says the investigation comprises thousands of pages of reports and documents. It may never be complete.
There's always one more thing to do. There's always something else that can be done. There's always something else that could be analyzed a little further. I'm not sure you ever get to the point where you're actually finally done. And hopefully, sometime before we go to, if there is a trial, we go to trial and we're at a point where we say, okay, we're done with the evidence thing. But still, the investigation just seems to continue, and there's always one more piece that you have to do.
A preliminary hearing has been set for November 20th and 21st. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kara Pallone.